From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning and welcome everyone to our program. Thank you for tuning in. We trust that you will enjoy what we have to say from God's Word today. We have Mrs. Margaret Craig singing for us, All the Way My Saviour Leads Me. That's in a moment or two. I want to read from Mark chapter 8, beginning at the verse 34. Our subject today, based on these remaining verses in the chapter, is the stark alternative presented to us by the Saviour. Let's read from verse 34. And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Amen. And God will bless the reading of his word. Just before we have Mrs. Margaret Craig sing for us, let me thank those who have been writing in of late, expressing their appreciation of the program. That heartens me greatly. And I know that even now, as I'm speaking, there are those scattered throughout the province praying that God will bless the gospel as it's proclaimed. Thank you for your support. Here's Margaret Craig singing, All the Way My Saviour Leads Me.
Through love.
Our topic today is the stark alternative that Christ sets before us here in the verse 35. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. We are told here by the Saviour that we are engaged in either saving our life or losing our life. Each one of us, no matter what our religious views may be, are engaged in one or the other. Throughout the Bible, this stark alternative is set before us again and again and again. For instance, in Matthew chapter 7, the Lord Jesus Christ says this in the verse 13, "Enter ye in at the straight gate." Notice the spelling of the word straight, S-T-R-A-I-T, meaning narrow, as in straight jacket. "Enter ye in at the straight gate," the narrow gate, "for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." The alternatives? The broad way, the narrow way. The broad gate, the narrow gate. The way of the majority, the way of the minority. That's what the Saviour here is saying. And we're on one or the other of those paths. We may like to think of ourselves as individuals, as highly individualistic. There's none like us. Well, in many ways, I suppose that's right. But nevertheless, we're either on the narrow path or on the broad way. We're either saving our souls, engaged in that which will bring our souls to glory, or we are engaged in pursuing a lifestyle that will but bring the condemnation of God upon our heads. To be a Christian is to be considered by the world as losing your life, wasting your life for Christ and the gospel. That's why the Saviour puts it as he does here in the verse 35. I well remember when I was converted, the sniggers and the sneers and the laughter of those who had been my companions and very close companions. They considered I'd gone mad. Of course, they didn't think I was mad when, under the influence of drink, I capered around as a fool indeed. No, that was quite acceptable to them. But now that I had turned my back on that, set my face toward heaven, sought by God's grace to obey the gospel, why, I was out of my mind. Such is the view of the world. But I tell you this, Jesus Christ here tells us that when the world says you're losing your life, losing your soul, wasting your time for the sake of Christ and the gospel, you are in truth stepping out on the way of salvation. Let me turn you to Hebrews, the chapter 11 and the verse 24, where is recorded for us the basic steps in the life of Moses, the great leader of Israel. Hebrews chapter 11, the verse 24, "By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians assaying or attempting to do were drowned." Here's Moses. What a series of strange decisions he made. Strange, that is, in the eyes of the world. First of all, he refused the position that came to him within the royal household of Egypt. He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. You remember how Pharaoh's daughter found Moses in the little ark floating on the river, and how she rescued him
and then raised him as her own son. There came a time when Moses refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose rather to suffer afflictions with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Why? What was the basis of this strange decision? It says in verse 26 of Hebrews 11, "Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward." He took into account that day of reckoning when God would ask of him an account of his life. If he had spent it pursuing the pleasures of sin for a season, damnation would be the result. But rather, suffering affliction with the people of God and bearing the reproach of Christ in this world would bring him everlasting rewards. He was wise to choose as he did, was he not? I wonder today, which path are you following? Which way are you going? Which of these two alternatives are you pursuing? May God help you to choose Christ, embrace him, and cast away all the world offers. For in the offer the world gives, there is damnation, but in following Christ, there is everlasting life. Isaac Watts, the hymn writer, put it like this: "When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my riches gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast, save in the death of Christ my God. All the vain things that charm me most, I sacrifice them to his blood. See from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown? Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were an offering far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all." Heed God's word today. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.